And now, for the first time ever, welcome to the Hop Up Cast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the first ever Hop Up Cast. That's right, we did a vote. People voted. After the original vote, we had to do a revote.
Welcome to elections.
Oh! So the choices from last to first place were the Subhub Cast, Into the Hot Zone, Apextra was the runner-up, and that one hurt, because I actually like that. I like me a good pun. As a dad, I'm like required by law to have at least one pun every day, if not every other hour, in order for my blood to continue pumping. And so by 60%, 42 votes, oh my God, I mean,
that was a lie. Wow.
That's at least half the internet. So 60 votes, we have the Hop Up Cast. And I like that. Now, the description as to why the person came up with this was actually kind of a nice, like, oh yeah, you're funny. But the description of why he chose the Hop Up Cast was because it's something that you would like, but not something you absolutely need. So I'm like, oh, okay. That's kind of clever.
Yeah,
I see what you do. But the fact that we have to explain it. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's in-universe, like, so. But I didn't.
What's yours? I can't remember.
The camping in the canyon.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't like camping, so we didn't run with it, so I didn't.
Well, right. I don't like camping. I mean, anybody who's just going to sit in a corner and cough a little bit, I mean, you might as well do that without the video game. So now that we got that shenanigans out of the way, we can get into our topic of the week. Now this Hop Up Cast is going to be a little bit maybe shorter or longer. It just depends on how much of a rant I'm able to go on. And that's just because, you know, we don't have reader mail. We decided to focus mainly on the Battle Pass since it came out today. And so let's just dive right into it. And that is, the Battle Pass is finally here. So right off the bat, I don't know how to handle this, because spoiler alert, I'm not super jazzed about it, and Nate, because he is a contrarian, is always going to try to see the good side of things, and he's just going to be like, well, hey guys, let's just go get some ice cream and just talk about it.
Let's go get the
nasty out of the way so that we end on a good note, or
probably. And I've from what I've seen on the internet, the consensus is that not a lot of people are happy with this. You in particular might be more not vitriolic, but definitely probably more upset about it than others. Because for most of the people I think I've seen it, they've just been like, oh, this sucks. Like, this isn't what I want. But I think for you in particular, it's kind of a really big letdown.
So, I mean, what do you think, just from a tertiary look at it or something? First off, have you bought it?
I have not bought it yet, but that's because I just paid my car note and I don't have like 10 bucks to spare.
I don't have money. Thank you very much.
I don't have money right now. When I get paid on Thursday, I'll pick it up.
Okay, gotcha.
And I might also, I'm probably going to pick up Octane as well, which is another thing we'll get into. But we'll just have to see. I'm for sure probably going to pick it up.
I mean, you've at least looked at it in the menus, right?
Correct. I have at least looked at the
battle pass. Yeah, give me your impressions, and what are you thinking about while you're looking at it?
So, I mean, my take on it, you know, one of the biggest things that I knew going into Apex's Battle Pass is it wasn't going to be like Fortnite's.
Yeah.
Fortnite's biggest draw for me in terms of buying Battle Passes was the skins. Like, in particular, the only Battle Pass that I bought was Season 5, because that was at the height of whenever it was coming out on Switch. That was the height of whenever I was playing it. So I bought the bundle because I wanted those skins right off the bat that was in the first 25 tiers or however much it was. So I knew that wasn't going to be the case in Apex, because it's first-person shooter, your main draw is going to be the gun skins, not the actual character skins.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's what you're seeing the most. I mean, that is the draw, or that is the advantage, if you will, to Fortnite, is that most of their skins you get to see, because they're obviously, you know, a third-person shooter. So, yeah, okay.
But my take so far on the guns, you know, obviously the biggest thing about this would be the gun skins. They're, none of them are doing anything for me.
Yeah.
Like the triple take skin at tier two looks cool. Like that's something that I would put on there. But me personally, I like crazy contrast skins.
Yeah.
I like something that looks kind of off the wall. I'm not a big fan of these muted brown, like dirt grunge colors. I'm just really, really not.
And I mean, for me, I feel like not many of them stick out as something we don't already have, meaning like I feel like a lot of these or some of these feel like ones we've seen before. It's just that it's a little bit varied. Like since it's called the Wild Frontier, like if you look at four, that was the one you were talking about, the Hemlock. I mean, to me, since it's called the Wild Frontier, that kind of just looks like maybe an Indian pattern. So they were going for like a tribal thing or whatever.
Like a Native American looking thing, yeah.
From like afar, that could also be looked at as like, oh, that's just a bad Christmas sweater.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a rattlesnake skin to me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, and like I think Drifter put this well, like in most battle passes, you're going to have a lot of fluff. You know, because they're not going to give you a bunch of great stuff for 100 tiers. I mean, that obviously just doesn't make any sense. But even still, like, I feel like, and granted, this could be just because it's the first battle pass, you know, but I don't growing pains. But I don't even really want to use that excuse because Respawn has taken a look at what Fortnite in particular has done. Because, I mean, this battle pass is one for one. Fortnite. I mean, it's the same model.
Yeah, pretty
you can
much,
buy
yeah.
the base version or the premium bundle. It's basically the same thing. So Fortnite's had a good couple years to kind of master this battle
couple
pass system.
Years.
And yeah, I said a couple years. Did I say a few?
Well, no, it hasn't been a couple years. That's my point. It's been out
since 2017. Well, the first battle pass came out in 2017.
Okay, I guess, but. But its popularity really didn't blow up until later, so I guess that's my point. Like 2018 was really its year. I guess that's
right.
I'm sorry, I apologize, go ahead.
But even still, within a year they've been able to master that system and be able to get a good bunch of stuff in there. So Apex coming out right off the bat with just an okay, if that, battle pass, it's like, especially because the build-up, I think that's what makes it the worst part,
in my opinion, is
the fact that we were waiting for weeks, like, when's the Battle Pass getting here? Oh my god, the Battle Pass is here!
This is what you give me?
So that's pretty much my basic thoughts on it. I know we're going to dive into it a little bit more, but for right now, for the viewers and listeners, I think I'm going to unleash the Nick Beast.
You're
going to
unleash the Nick Picky?
You're
gonna let it get a little. You're gonna let it get a little cynical in here.
Get a little cynical.
Yeah,
in here.
Yeah. I mean, first off, is it fair to compare this to Fortnite?
I mean, I think so. Give me
absolutely 100%. Is it fair to compare this to Fortnite Battle Pass now?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes. It absolutely is. Now, here's one of my main reasons why it's fair to do that. Number one, look at the game itself. The reason that it is one of the best battle royales out there is because it's taken lessons from all of the battle royales and tried to learn from them. And just the little things from like the ping system, for instance, you know, and it's taken just little things that you thought was just like a doy, and it just made it a feature in the game. Not an update, not somewhere down the road, and we hope that we get it implemented or something. No, it was day one, it was there, it worked, you know? And so for me, that's the reason why it is 1000% okay to compare this to Fortnite now, not compare this to Fortnite when Fortnite first started. This is a competition in every way, shape, or form. How much of a competition? There are pings, and there is a respawn van coming into Fortnite. That's how much of a competition this is. Okay, so it is 1,000, 1,000,000, infinity percent okay to compare this to Fortnite. Okay, but there are some caveats. I mean, once again, we have to bring up the fact that the Fortnite skin system
Oh, that sounds like
that the sounds Fortnite terrible. Skin system is very much different in a certain way that it is a third person shooter. However, the things that we can kind of go one for one, but I mean, there's still a lot of comparisons we can kind of go over. I mean, let's start with Apex. Apex, the way their skins work is common is pretty much just a color swap. Now it's green, now it's blue, now it's, you know, whatever color. It's a single solid color. Rare, which are most of the things in the battle pass, are usually some type of pattern with two or more colors. But in some kind of way, it's that's all it is just a pattern. Epic has something dynamic with it. It'd be the difference between like a static theme on your PlayStation 4 and a dynamic theme on the PlayStation 4. It's still not like, you know, nothing too extravagant, but usually a dynamic theme on a PlayStation 4, there's something moving in the background or there's some kind of dynamic. And a really good in-game is obviously the example of like Ride the Lightning. Ride the Lightning, you have like the sparks of lightning. I think like something about the code, it basically has like the Matrix code going down the side of the gun, but it's moving. That's the point. And then the same thing for hero skins, the legendary versions of those have something dynamic about it, whether it's like, you know, pulsating red, pulsating blue, pulsating purple, so on and so forth. And I mean, I think that in a way, maybe they should have thought of that before they made that decision, because here's the thing, just a regular blue rarity of skin in Fortnite still changes the fundamental way something looks. A very good example, if you go back to season 2, which was really like the official first battle pass, the very first one only had like 4 items, and it was very much like, it wasn't even, I don't even remember if it was called a battle pass at that point, but it was anyway. So the very first like true to form battle pass was the season 2, and you had like a blue, which was the Squire, the Pulse Axe. I won't count the Royal Knight because it's just a gender swap. I won't count some of the gliders because those are just blue rarity as well. Then you have the Excalibur, which is an axe, an ACDC, which was, you know, it looks like, you know, Tesla coils or something like that. But my point is that even the blue skins on like the characters and the axe change the way that it looked. Now, in Apex, the problem there arises because the only way to physically change a gun or a person's look is to have it as a legendary skin. So that is probably our very first problem with the whole skin system. Once again, kind of giggity. But that's kind of the problem. You know, we have a ton of blue. We have one purple and one legendary. Of course, that legendary is tier 100. So I guess my point is that it's just very disappointing because we just have a very lackluster choice of things. And kind of like you were saying, the colors themselves are just very muted. They're just very nonchalant. There's nothing exciting about them. One of my favorite ones is one of my favorite like rarities is actually called the Solstice. And it basically looks like an old oil painting. And so that's kind of like a theme, and you can have like all of your weapons have the same thing on it. Basically, they can all have the solstice on it, and it's very kind of like oil painting. And for me, like, I just kind of like that mainly because my favorite color is blue, and the one of the prime colors is blue. So I really like that. But my point is that like versus let me see if I can find a good example. Funfair. See, Funfair has like a really like neon green, neon pink, blue. Let's see. Kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscope is like if a cheetah had sex with a rainbow.
Is that a giggity? I feel like that's an animal.
That's giggity. An animal giggity. That's a giggity.
Giggity.
See, there's no good examples because most of these are pretty lively. I mean, here we go. Okay, Nile, it's a blue kind of polka dot. It's very muted. It's not, there's not a lot of color to it. But I mean, most of these blues just kind of pop in one way or another. Like you have Cosmos. Cosmos has this really nice purple and it looks kind of almost like Galaxy. And then we got like Zeal. Zeal, I actually have on a couple of mine. And it's basically like if a tiger had sex with a rainbow. Maybe not. I mean, maybe not. But it's red and it's pink and there's a little bit of blue in there. But it's tiger patterns in that. So going back to my original point, most of these stick out in one way or another. We got Envy is pink. We got Ladybug. Ladybug has ladybugs and flowers on it, and it's yellow, so it really sticks out. Then you got Slither, straight up looks like a snake, but it's a green snake. It's not that brown snake that's very muted in the Clockwork Blue. Kaleidoscope was the, you know, snake with the rainbow. Rock Bed looks like rocks, I guess, but still kind of paps. Then you got the Fun Fair. I think I really want the Fun Fair now because that one looks freaking awesome. And then you get to the, you know, then you get to the legendaries or whatever. And so, you know, to your point, everything being so muted is also a part of the reason why it's so kind of disappointing. You know, we have this kind of Indian pattern, which is, you know, all right, cool, whatever. But then, you know, you have that kind of desert pattern, and I feel like, well, we sort of already had that, just maybe not that same color, so it almost feels like a ripoff, because it's like, oh, well, it's just a different pattern, that's all it is. This isn't really something that we couldn't have had before, but we didn't because they wanted it to be a part of the Battle Pass. I mean, I'm not obviously trying to accuse them of anything like that, but it's nothing that sticks out to me. It's nothing that just goes like, oh my god, I can't wait to get to here. I'm going to 49. Here we go. 49 is the exact same skin that you get on tier 2 for the triple take, but hey, now it's on your Peacekeeper.
Well, that's what I was about to say. That's not my most disappointing thing. My most disappointing thing at first was like, oh, these kind of look muted. My most disappointing thing now is the entirety of the Battle Pass, except for tier 100, where you have the really, really, really dope skins for the Havoc,
right?
Which is a gun I don't use very often. But throughout the entire Battle Pass, you have you're getting the same three skins.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting Harvest. Mm-hmm. You're getting Navigator, which Navigator, if you look at it, it's like a map, so it actually does look kind of cool. Like that one I'm actually okay with. Mm-hmm. Navigator, Harvest, and Patchwork is the Native American looking one. That's my biggest issue now. And this is something that I really didn't pay attention to.
Did I spark you? Did I get you
so
sparked?
I was looking at, I actually pulled it up just to look at them more in depth because the images aren't super great. So I went and looked at it. I'm scrolling through and I'm like, okay. So, and this kind of sparked a thing that I hadn't thought about until now. I don't know how I feel about the specific camo system.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like the idea of having, you have one camo you can use for all the guns.
Yeah, that's a good
if
point.
If that was the case, I feel like that would be a little bit better in this. But the fact that you're just switching guns between three different skins, I'm not okay with that. I'm really, really not okay with that.
Well, I'm glad I got you on the hate train.
Because here's the thing. Like, there are only certain guns I use in Apex. I don't ever use the Alternator. I can't stand the Alternator. Nobody likes the Mozambique, so I'm not going to be excited at tier 20. Okay. If they would have had the crappier guns, like skins at the beginning, that would have been fine. Mm-hmm. But like, okay, for example, Navigator for the Prowler at tier 9. Okay, I'm cool with that. I use the Prowler. I like that skin. That's pretty cool. But I'm not excited to get to 24 to get the Navigator skin for the Mozambique. Mm-hmm. I'm not excited to get to level 44 to get the Patchwork skin for the Alternator, which is a gun I never use and am never going to use. So like, it just doesn't make sense. And then the whole thing, I'm going to go all over this because now I'm getting angry.
Yay!
I do like the what's the exact words for the phrases? What's the word I'm looking for?
Phrasing.
What's the exact word for the game?
What do you mean?
The voices, like
quips.
16, I'll be excited to get to 16 to get Mirage's quip. you know, all of the legends they're just talking about is the first season.
Do you use Mirage that often, though?
No, I really don't, but his is my favorite quip that I've heard.
Because
he's like, it's the first season. Jump into it or not. I mean, I don't really care. Like, that's his quip. It's funny. I enjoy that.
But see,
all of the quips are the same thing. It's the first, hey, it's the start of the season.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no variety here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at even the first battle pass for Fortnite.
Yeah.
I mean, in the very first one, you've got a knight set. You've got, what else was there? Now, granted, I feel like you can compare them as a system, but I don't feel like you can compare them for content, because of course their biggest thing is what you look like, you know, pickaxes and stuff like that. So it is a little bit different, but I hate to say it, but I almost feel like I prefer Call of Duty Black Ops 4's tier system over this. Because that's bad.
Ugh.
But you have a lot of variety in
there. Yeah,
you're going to get a lot of stickers and stuff that I don't care
about. Right, there's
about
a lot
at
of
all.
Filler. I mean, there's a lot of filler, but that's...
But there's more variety in the filler.
Yeah.
It's not just the same three things over and over again.
That is kind of what just makes this so kind of insulting, especially for $9.50 or whatever, which isn't a lot, obviously. And, you know, the argument that a lot of people would like to make is that... You know, hey, this is a free game. And so this is just a way that you get to basically get a large amount of stuff for not a lot of money. And so this is basically just a way to help out the developer or whatever. First off, if that's the way you think, that is a valid point. I don't want to discourage that at all. If you think, hey, this is just a way for me to, you know, help out Respawn because I like them, I like the game, that is a valid point. Unfortunately, I do have to point out the fact that in order to get through the entire experience of Tier 100, you have to have over 2 million experience points. 2 million. That is insane. And right today, I had probably one of the worst days I've had for Apex. It started off good, and I think that's why it hurt so bad, but it started off good with a win, and it was a really good match because I got a knockdown, which ended in a kill, because let's face it, but I got a kill from a jump pad as I hopped over him. And it was freaking awesome. There's a couple of people in our Discord that actually saw it, so they can attest to it. But yeah, if you go to our Twitch, it was a really good thing. And so I was on high, and it felt really good. But then I jumped back in after going grocery shopping, and suddenly it was like a different person playing, and I was not doing good. The point I'm going to try to get to eventually is the fact that in over 10 matches, I finally leveled up the tier one, because in order to get tier one, you need 29,500 experience. The weird thing is that's also how much you need for tier three, or to get to tier three. So that's a little weird. Is it going to be the same? But my point is that it took 10 matches. Now, the matches were varying amounts of trash, and I got to the end, but maybe I didn't get a lot of kills, and we didn't quite get the clutch at the very end. You know, I don't think the entire 10-15 matches or whatever, I didn't win a single one, but there were several that I did get at least kind of far in. So I'm trying to say that at least for surviving, there's a certain amount of XP you get for that, obviously. And even then, I was kind of switching it around so you can have bonuses depending on like what character you play as. And I was kind of switching around them, so I was still getting my bonuses and everything. But even then, it took me 10 to level up one tier. And so that kind of brings up my issue with the battle pass in general now, because if it was just, hey, here's $10. Thank you for giving me this awesome game that I can, you know, spend hours upon hours, you know, going over. Thank you for that. And if we're being honest, if I got 10 loot boxes, I wouldn't get near as many stuff as this. Plus, I wouldn't get the same amount in Apex coins that I put into it. So that is 100%. I guess if you think about it, as far as getting the Apex coins back, you're technically getting that as long as you go all the way through. And that's kind of the problem, is getting all the way through. The value of this speaks for itself. Anybody on Reddit will go, oh, well, you get $80 worth of stuff. But that $80 worth of stuff is something that you have to work on. You have to grind on for the next 90 days. I don't know how much grinding, like, I want somebody to, the same people who did the Star Wars Battlefront calculations, I want them to go in and figure out, okay, how much would an average player take to get through the battle pass? You know, how many games, how many hours per day would I have to play? And that's the problem. Right now, I'm not a full-time podcaster or full-time Twitch streamer. You know, there's, you got your Dr. Disrespect, you got your Ninja, you got your Shroud, you got your Dizzy, you got all these people who are full time, and they might get through this within the first week, if not like the first couple of days, or, you know, but here's the thing, is that not only do they do it 4 hours a day or maybe 8 hours a day, I honestly don't know, but not only do they do it for hours per day, but they also get a crap ton of kills. And I'm just not that player. I would like to get to that point. I really would. And I'm trying. I swear to God, I'm trying. But I just, you know, if anything, I want to know my limitations as a gamer. And my limitations are, I'm not that great. If I get 5 kills in a game, I am jumping off a freaking roof of how excited I am, you know? But to some, five kills is trash. 5 kills is, well, did you even show up? Did you die at the beginning? You know? And so people like, let's say you get an average of 10, so you get double digits. You might get through this really fast. But what about the average players who maybe focus more on being a support character? Maybe they focus on more of just, you know, suppressive fire. They're not the slayers, and they're not the clutch people, but they're still there. They're still contributing. And, you know, they're not going to get through this as fast. I'm not going to get through this. I don't know, because I'm only on tier 2, but I don't know if there's even a chance, a slight chance of me getting to tier 100 in 90 days, because I have a wife, I have a 3-year-old, and I have a podcast. You know, I have other obligations as an adult, as somebody who doesn't do this for a living. I have other obligations. Am I ever going to make it there? I don't know. I honestly don't.
I feel like there's a lot of people on the other line that are just saying stuff like, you know, get good and things like that. But what Nick is saying is apt for most people, for most consumers. Like, and so, hey, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I might be speaking a little bit not uninformed here. I feel like I've seen before in other tier-based, like, situations like this in other games, that the first couple tiers, like, I feel like I recall it being a basic ranking system where the first couple tiers doesn't take that long to do. The higher you go up.
I think when I first logged on to Apex and I did my first game, I want to say I leveled up to 3 or 4. It took me a couple of rounds to get into the double digits.
But in terms of like a battle pass, isn't that the norm, like a same basic rating system, or is it different? Because what you're saying, it feel like it doesn't make sense for all the levels to be the same amount of XP to rank up. I feel like it makes more sense to do a gradual increase.
Right, and who knows? That's only right now, that's only tier 2 and 3 is 29,500. Maybe by 5, it's going to double. 10, it's going to double. You know, it could keep going up and up. And if that's the case, holy crap, because that took me 10 matches to get. Then it's going to take me 20. Then it's going to take me 30. Then, you know what I mean? Like, the exponential, like, time it's going to take for me to actually do this. And not just time, but also being decent. I can't just jump in, die as soon as I drop, and then still expect only 10 matches. You know what I mean? So, Mark, what was the question you were getting at? The normal tier system, like on Fortnite, it's straight up formulated to take several levels in order to get one tier. And that's basically because they have like the star system. So for every level, you get a star. That star goes into the battle pass. It takes 10 stars to level up a tier. But right now the main difference is that they have weekly challenges and daily challenges that give you bonus stars. So each challenge is, I want to say it's 10 stars or 5 stars, depending on how hard it is or whatever. And so it gives you ways of leveling up faster. And it also incentivizes you to come back daily, basically, because it's like, oh, well, I could keep playing,
which is true. Yeah. Right.
Which is, I could keep playing today, but I've already done all my daily things. So I'm really kind of just grinding. So it kind of gives you an incentive. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put it down right now and maybe come back tomorrow so that, boom, I have 3 more challenges, which is like 15 more stars.
And Black Ops 4 does it in their contraband system where you play like once a day, you get your daily tier skip. You play to a certain point, you can get your daily tier skip, which I think is good. But so I'm not going to say my final thoughts because I think we're still going to talk about it. But as of right now, there's a good chance I'm probably still going to pick up the Battle Pass, but right now, from everything that I see on here, for one, there's nothing that's motivating me to get to these 100 tiers. Like, maybe if there was better content throughout the 100 tiers, I would want to reach that level 100 to get those 2 skins for the Havoc, because they are really, really cool. But here's the thing. For one, I definitely am not doing it in 100 days.
Yeah.
Or 90 days. 100% I'm not doing that. But also, I feel like right now, I'm more inclined to spend my dollar less I feel like I'm more inclined to spend $8 to get Octane than I am to spend $9.50 to get the Battle Pass.
That's a good point, yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm for sure going to pick up Octane because he's a character I want to play as. But there's nothing about this Battle Pass that's and I feel like that is a big, big thing to say when I said earlier that I feel like the contraband system, which is broken and which I don't like any of their monetization systems in Black Ops 4, I feel like that is a better stream than what's in this Battle Pass, because there's more variety. Yeah, you're going to get reticles and stupid stuff that you don't care about, but I feel like I care more about that, and I'm not even playing Black Ops 4. Yeah. I'm like the majority of people who are like, screw Treyarch right now. They're trying to get all of my money, and I don't appreciate it. I'm not going to be a part of it. I would rather play that right now to get the contraband stuff in that stream than the stuff that's in this Battle Pass. Now, granted, I'm having more fun playing Apex.
True. That's without a doubt. True.
I think Apex is for sure a better game, but as far as what you're providing me with this Battle Pass, I'd much rather play the contraband stream on Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's saying something. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We are ragging on it a lot, and I mean, I have to apologize, I guess, because, you know, if that's not what you came to listen to, you know, you wanted to hear our opinion on it, you know, I do apologize. Like, I shouldn't have to. Obviously, I shouldn't have to.
Well, so but here's the thing. I was a lot higher. Like, when
you were.
The episode,
it's hilarious. Honestly,
I was very much like, you know, oh, it's not that bad, Nick. Mm-hmm. We'll get into it. And the more I looked into it, because for full transparency, I was working all day today, 2.5 hours away. So I, like, listen to the stuff that, like, I listen to some shows and, like, watch some YouTube videos.
You listen to Drifter and you're just like, well, he knows what he's talking about.
Shut up. But when I actually sat down and looked through it all, scrubbed through it all, and looked at what all it was offering, I think the thing that set me over the edge was the fact that there's no variety in skins. You're getting the same 3 skins for just different guns the higher you go. So, like, as a person who came from Call of Duty, you know, I would grind out those headshots so I could get those better skins. Why?
Grind out those headshots.
I would grind out getting those headshots, you know, because especially in, like, older Call of Duties, I mean, to get, like Red Tiger and Blue Tiger and stuff like that, I mean, they were really difficult to get if you weren't, like, a pro player. And so it took me a while to get them. But I felt satisfied when I finally got them because I worked my ass off to get to that point. There's nothing about this Battle Pass or anything that's in here. I mean, maybe the Apex coins and maybe, like, the XP boosts.
Yeah, and that's kind of one thing I was going to touch on is, like, you know, if you do want to look at it as, hey, I'm supporting Respawn, you know, it, as long as you're willing to, and I mean, I'm sorry, this is the caveat, but it is, as long as you're willing to do the work and, you know, do that grind, you can technically get your money back. And so therefore buy more, which incentivizes you. Okay. Now I'm going down a bad hole. Anyways.
Giggity.
Yeah. But that's the,
I mean, that is kind of the thing. That is kind of the frustration, is that, like, I do want to support Respawn. And in fact, I did buy the Battle Pass, and, you know, I started working on it. Well, obviously, I talked about Tier 2 and everything, but still, like I do want to support them. And I obviously, we have this podcast, we have this platform, so to speak, to talk about the thing we love, which is Apex Legends. But it is just kind of like, oh, okay, well,
and that's, you know, what I'm saying too. I feel like I'm going to buy the Battle Pass to support them, and in the hopes that the next Battle Pass will be better. Because it is a free game, but there's this is one of those that I'm fine buying it, but I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm not,
So you're fine buying it, but you're not going to go out of your way to experience the full breadth of it.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can totally
$9, drop in the hat. That's fine. Respawn, continue to make the game better. Totally fine. Mm-hmm. You can have my money. I'm just not going to go through all of that for what I feel like is not worth it. Now, I do have a question to pose to you.
Yeah.
Do you think that this would have been a little bit better? Do you think that this would have been a little bit more worth of the grind if they would have included Octane somewhere in the Battle Pass?
See, that's kind of iffy because, you know, full transparency, I am level 33 and currently only have 6,000. So in order to get enough to buy him, I'm going to have to, it's two levels. For every 1,000, I need 6,000. So that's 12. I need 12 levels. Oh my God. I just got broken even more. I'm either going to have to shell them out, or I'm just going to have to grind even. Oh my gosh.
Well, see, like I said, I don't have a problem spending $8 for, like, I haven't, full transparency, haven't bought Caustic, haven't bought Mirage. I know you have bought at least Mirage.
I did buy Mirage, and for the silliness of having them, every once in a while I'll pop on to them, but yeah, for me to get Octane, for me to get him, yeah, I have to grind for 12 levels in order for me to, you know. And of course, that was one thing, and I don't want to harp too much on Drifter or anybody else who does this for a living, but like one thing in particular that Drifter said is like, oh, I'm so glad you can just buy this with the red stuff, because obviously everybody has some despair. And I'm like, not dads who have a life and who don't play it on a regular and who aren't great at killing, i.e. me. Not me. I don't have that. I have 12 more freaking levels before, or I shell out money. And I don't like either choice, to be honest, because I do want to try him, because I want to, he's obviously going to need to be in one of our deep dives. Now, granted, he'll be one of the last ones, since he was one of the last, you know, legends to join us, but still, I have to now somehow save up enough to get him. And then if I'm truly going to do a deep dive into Caustic, do I need to play as him? So now I have to, oh, so much.
Well, so what I was getting at is like, for example, maybe 25 or 50. If at 25 or 50, hold on, let's see what's 25 and 50 right now. If at 25,
well, I mean, you get a skin for him, but obviously right. You don't get him. So,
So like if at level 48, because that's when you get the skin, if at level 50, instead of getting the 50 tag or something like that, Do you think it would have been more worth the battle pass if you, like, at level 50 or level 25, you got Octane?
I'm going to be super selfish, and I'm going to say that I wanted him with the battle pass. You know, I think giving him giving people the option to buy him outright and also grind for him is great. Thank you for doing that. However, I bought the battle pass and there was a huge part of me that was like, okay, now I get Octane, right? And I'm like, oh no, you have to pay for him. Of course, somebody in the Twitter comments were, well, actually, they said that the characters would never be a part of the battle pass. It's like, okay, they were never going to be a part of the battle pass because they wanted everybody to have access to him. Yes, abso-freaking-lutely. However, I kind of expected spending money would also get me him. Like, there would have been multiple options, which, yes, there is. But still, I got the battle pass. I'm selfish. I want Octane. And instead, I don't get Octane. So long for me to get Octane.
What also doesn't help is that I know they clarified and said that Legends will never be a part of the battle pass. But Whenever they talked about the battle pass, whenever they're talking about the stuff coming out, they're like, with the battle pass comes new legends and this and that. So for most people who don't pay attention to the fine print, which is most people who fall for stuff in sales,
right?
oh, new battle pass comes with the new legends. Awesome. So then the legends are going to be in the battle pass. And like you were saying, and like, and Drifter said it too, in his video where he was talking about, it's cool that they didn't have Octane locked to the battle pass. So you could still use him. You could still buy him. You could still earn him, whatever. Even if you don't have the battle pass, that is great. I feel like this wouldn't be such a bad thing if this battle pass wasn't so disappointing.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I'm probably going to buy him anyway because he's a character I want to play. I don't mind spending $8 on him. And like I said prior, I feel like I would rather spend... I'm going to spend $8 on Octane and I'm going to use Octane. I'm going to spend $9 on this battle pass and I'm probably not going to use the battle pass.
Yeah, good point, yeah.
That's my stance on it. And I know that... Here's a challenge I want to make for anyone listening. Let us 100% know how you feel about the battle pass. Let us know if you're super happy with the battle pass. And if you are, tell us why. Tell us what makes you so excited for this battle pass. Because I want to find someone who gives me a good answer, a good reason why this is a good battle pass. Mm-hmm. Because frankly, I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all. And like I said before,
I'm getting so worked up.
When I say I would rather play the contraband system of a broken ass game like Black Ops 4 than grind this, that's a problem. I feel like that is a huge problem. I didn't think I was going to get like this worked up about it, but. Good God.
No.
There's just little things that are adding up and adding up and adding up and just making me more angry about this whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm right there with you. I think it's funny. I just think it's funny because, yeah, you definitely got there, sir. You definitely got there. Sometimes she does too, but, you know.
Not often, but.
And that's not really a condescending challenge by any means. He's not trying to condescend to you. We are genuinely, I am too, I'll admit, I am interested to see, well, how many people are there genuinely like it? And by genuinely, there's a difference between genuinely liking it and really excited for it and just being okay with it. And that's kind of the differentiator that I think both of us would like to know is, you know, if you just think it's okay and it's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. You know, like if you're nonchalant about it, you know, like, okay, then great. I'm glad you like it. I want to know anybody out there who genuinely, genuinely like, oh, my God, this is everything I ever wanted. You know, all the speculation leading up to it, all the hype surrounding it. Is it what you wanted? You know, and once again, it's not to condescend you. It's not to belittle you. We genuinely would like to know if it is something that you enjoy.
Yeah, if it sounded belittling, I didn't really mean for it to.
Well, it didn't help that you were yelling it.
Yeah, it didn't help that I was yelling it. But no, like genuinely, we do want to know what your thoughts are on this battle pass. Like I said at the beginning, the consensus from what I've seen on Reddit and everywhere else on the internet, like mm-hmm. a lot of people aren't happy with this, but I really do want a good reason why you think this is a good battle pass. Like I said again, and I'm going to say it over and over again. If it was more variety in skins, I think that would soften the blow a lot. But the fact that it's just the same three skins that are transitioning from different guns that I'm not going to use half of the guns that are on this list. I mean, in rotation, I'll use the longbow sometimes. Preferably, I'll use the G7 Scout. And where is the skin for the G7 Scout on this anyway?
I don't know, somewhere way down.
Somewhere. Yeah, it's 94. 94. Like, all the guns that are at the top, except for maybe... I mean, the Spitfire I use and the Prowler I use. So those are pretty low.
One last thing I'd like to do for comparison's sake is to talk about the different things they had for Season 2 for Fortnite. And we're not going to count the ones that are just reskins. So obviously you have the Blue Squire and the Royal Knight and the Black Knight. Those are basically just reskins of each other, and so I'm not going to count those. But what I'm trying to point out is the variety. So we have three skins for the Battle Pass, right? But it's just different guns. Then we have the Legendary skin that makes it four, correct? Then we have the Epic skin, which makes it five, correct? And any other skins. I mean, you have the banners, which are kind of like, we could equate those to like dances and stuff in Fortnite.
Which it's the banners just, are cool. It's don't
just,
get me wrong.
It's just filler is my point. There's plenty of filler in Season 2 as well. Okay, so that was a total of five, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we got the Black Squire. We have the Pulse Axe. We have the Get Down. We have the Sir Glider the Brave, the Excalibur, the Royal X, the Sparkle Specialist, and AC/DC. Do we want to count the backpack? Because that is like something they added.
I mean, I personally enjoy the backpacks in season two. Like the shields are really cool.
Right. But I'm just saying, if we count that, it technically beats Apex. If we don't count it, it's technically the same. It has the same amount as season two of Fortnite. You know, I mean, the only thing is, and I mean, this is very technical or whatever, but the only thing is that the reason why it kind of upsets me is that even a blue rarity still, I mean, look at it. It's a knight. It's a knight. That yeah. doesn't look anything like the default skin versus a blue rarity in. And that's why, like, near the beginning of the show, I said they kind of screwed up by doing the rarity system like they did, because a blue rarity in Fortnite looks completely different than the default right. skin. Rather than, right. you know, because you got your blonde white guy, you got your black guy, you got your Asian guy, black girl, white girl. And I want to say, is there an Asian girl too? Yeah, there's an Asian girl too. So instead of the blue being a tie-dye version of white guy, it is a freaking knight. So that was like 40 minutes of bitching about the battle pass, you know. And if you're still here, and there is a part of you that maybe is just kind of like, you know, these guys just, you know, whined and bitch. These guys are your Jim Sterling. These guys are your Clean Prince Gaming, where all you do is talk about negative stuff. I mean, I genuinely do apologize, because that isn't us. We are usually, I mean, especially Nate. I mean, the fact that I got Nate on board, like, there's a part of me that just loves that and just takes so much pleasure in that. But at the same time, even Nate is usually the hype guy. Usually Nate is the corporate apologist, which, you know, not in a bad way, obviously, but it's nice because Nate usually contradicts what I say. And so we have this back and forth, and that's usually how it goes. You know, we disagree on a lot of stuff, but unfortunately, we happen to agree, but it's in a negative way. And if you don't like us being negative, I want you to know that neither do we. I can put up a really good front and I can go on these rants and everything, but in general, I am a pretty positive guy. I'm the guy who came up with Nick and Nate jingle, you know, whereas like Nate kind of just looks at me like, why are you being stupid? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, that is just who we are. We're very positive guys and we try to look at everything in positive ways as we can. And you cross us on the street, we're not going to say F you. We're just going to be like, hey, dude, what's up? You know? And that's just the kind of people we are. How you doing? Eh? Yeah, that's just the kind of people we are. So if you don't like us being this negative, it's the feeling's mutual. I don't like being this negative, you know? And in fact, there's actually a part of me, and it's silly, I know, but there is a part of me that almost, you know, almost feels weird about having to be this negative or be this contrarian about something that's essentially free to play. You know, it's like, well, does anybody even really care? I mean, obviously Reddit does. Reddit cares. But still, like, there is just this small part of me that's like, you know, am I making too much out of this? You know, am I putting too much into this, and I really should just be happy in general? You know, and like, there's definitely a part of me that thinks of this, but then I just look at how much grinding I would have to do. I look at my beautiful baby daughter and I'm like, you know what? I think I want to see her in the next 90 days. So, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on that. And you know, that 950 respawn, you can have that. You can have that. And thanks for giving us content. You know, thanks for helping us build this community that we have on Discord. You can check it out in the description down below, or you can, it's always pinned to whatever our top thing is on Twitter at Apex Legends Cast. You can go there, you can join the community. The amount of support, the amount of people that come to us and just say how much they love the show, it means so much to me, you know. So respawn, you can take that 950, and that's your payment
for giving us this chance to, you know, oh God, giving us this chance to just, you know, put ourselves out there. And I mean, I can't be more happy that, because I mean, we've been trying for so long and we've been at this for a while now. And, you know, Respawn gave us that opportunity in a way, you know, and maybe not directly, indirectly, whatever, but it happened, you know. And so, you know, thank you for that. And if I can end this show on that positive note, I would love to, because, you know, Respawn has technically given us something. Even though we might be upset with it now, it is something that we do still like, and it is something that has hopefully forever changed us. You know, if we look back, you know, 5 years from now, and we're maybe doing this a little bit more full time, or we're doing this even just part time, you know, and we're able to do something that we absolutely love to do. We love to make content for you guys. We love to give our opinions. You know, we add the little songs in and we make it our own, and we make it this product that we're proud of, you know. And if we can look back 5 years from now, and now we're starting to do it more full time, we're able to start making some money off and make some really good content. You know, maybe we got some new equipment and everything. We got our Patreon supporters there. We got Adam. I'm not gay. I'm Kevin. We got Mav Cop, and we got our boy Danny's, you know. And I mean, that's just the start. That's just the start of the year. And hopefully 2019 is going to be great, you know. And we look back and what was this all? What did this all start with? Technically Vermintide 2, but let's not go there. It technically started with Respawn, and it really started to blow up, you know. And it blew up with this in particular. So let's leave it on that high note. Let's leave it on, you know, thank you, Respawn. Thanks for making a game. You know, we're not always going to see eye to eye. There's going to be some stuff that maybe we're not happy about. Maybe it's like, hey, you need to fix this. But in general, we really like Apex Legends, and we're going to keep coming back to it on a regular basis, whether it be for the new content, whether it be for the new, you know, characters and stuff and the weapons and everything. And, you know, we're going to keep coming back. So anything now,
I get knocked down
and I get up again. I'm never gonna keep me down.
No, I mean, that's, you put it perfectly. There's nothing really I can add to that. I mean, of course I can just parrot what he said by saying we really do appreciate everything you guys are doing, that everything you guys have done and are doing. I mean, it's like he was saying, we've been at this for a while, and for the start of it, we didn't really have a whole lot of interaction with anybody. It was just us, and you know, which is totally fine, but the fact of, especially when you're podcasting and you're doing something that you love, when you get that immediate feedback, when you get that responses that you've been looking for years for, it means the world. I mean, it's something that you can't really describe. It's something you can only experience. So that's things that you have given to us, Respawn, and the people who watch and listen to this show.
Absolutely. All right, guys. So thank you so much. Let us know what you guys think about the Battle Pass. You can go to Apex Legends Cast on Twitter, Apex Legends Hubcast at gmail.com. We will definitely do reader mail next time. So any questions you have, game related, or if you just want to say, hey, what's Boise like, or something, I don't know, something weird, like just AMA, right? If you want to do that, you can go to @gmail.com, or you can even go to ThreadX3, that's TX3 Productions on Twitter, ThreadX3Productions@gmail.com. You can get the hold of us either one of those ways. Thank you so much for joining us, Nate.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm still mad about the Battle Pass, but
And thank you guys for joining us so much. We're going to see you down in Kings Canyon, where it's going to be legend. Wait for it.